I'm sure many of you, when you go to a military academy, one of the things that they teach you, not only they bring before you some classified material to show you what is the enemy is all about, what is the ranking, what are their strategy, what they are trying to do. They also tell you what is, are you going to defend, and they get you pumped up about what's important for you, what are you going to die for. They also teach you discipline of how to just follow order and go in a proper way. Because when you are in a battlefield, there is no manual that to look, well, what I'm going to do now. You are trained very, very well to know how to act and react. But the other thing that they teach you is what kind of arms that you have. What is the capability of your weapon that you have with you? They will actually ask you to and teach you how to take it apart and put it back together again, and to know what every part is all about and how to use it. It is very vital, important. Now, there is one thing I would trust, that if you forget everything else that we have said today, don't forget that you are a soldier. Because if you remember that, you would remember everything that we have said today. Better yet, if you could get the tapes or the CDs from Brother Bill and listen to that stuff over and over again, and go to the Word of God and look at the things that we have said, you have to get it for yourself. You are not going to get it in 4 hours of a Bible study. We need to do study on our own and to make these things our own. What we're going to study in the next hour or so is the 7 pieces that we have that are called the armor of God. What is every one of them is all about, and why they are very important. The first 3 pieces are actually like a garment. They are something that is attached to your body. The girdle, the breastplate, and the shoes. They are almost like clothes article that you have to put them on. And then the other pieces that you take with you. And I could imagine Paul in the prison, chained to a Roman soldier, looking at the armor that Roman soldier had, and indicting to Titus to write these things. I wonder what that Roman soldier was kind of impression that he was getting as he's listening to these parts that Paul was speaking about, when he looks at himself and he sees himself wearing these things. I'm sure we all in Sunday school and some young people have seen the picture of the Roman soldier, and we've been taught about these parts. Let's get a fresh course today. Let's kind of have our mind open to the Spirit of God to show us what these pieces are all about. What is their function and why they are very important. Because by knowing the equipment that I have, I will be able to face the enemy as he comes in. Keeping in mind, we are dealing here with terrorists. We are dealing with people that are sneaking behind you, that they are shooting at you from every side. And by the way, this battle is going on every day. When you are at work, when you are at home, when you are at school, when you are in your room by yourself, when you are sitting in front of your computer, when you think nobody else is looking. This battlefield is going on all the time. And that's why we need to get a fresh look at the pieces of armor that we have and how we're able to use them against the attacks that are coming from the enemies.
As we go into the individual pieces, I think one of the things that we must become acquainted with immediately is that we cannot go into the defense position with simply a piece of the armor. I can't decide to use this piece and leave that piece out. The challenge is that we are to take up the entire panoply, Mr. Darby says, of God. It means that it's a complete matter. If there is going to be a real defense of the truth, standing in the position that we need to stand as those who have been in the heavenly sphere. And I think, if I might just say this, the heavenly sphere comes up twice in chapter 1. I believe that's the sphere where love is complacent. His love is complacent. Here in the heavenlies, it's His love that is in operation to secure us and to ensure us in standing firm. So we need to be prepared to put on the entire armor and not to dissect it and decide, well, I'm going to take this or not take that.
Well, it's interesting that the verse that exhorts us to take the whole armor follows the verse about how mighty the enemy is. And we're exhorted about how powerful he is and how great he is and his powers that are against us. Then we're told to put the whole armor on. And really, the practical lesson for us, why wouldn't I put the armor on? Christ has prepared for me, God has prepared for me these things that will protect me from this mighty enemy that I'm going against. Why would I ever say I don't need the helmet, or I don't need the shield, or the thing that we most often leave behind, my sword, my weapon?
And the goal of the armor is interesting too. It's not so that we could defeat or conquer. It's actually very simple and basic, so that we can stand. Because that's all we're trying to do. We don't want to end up off our feet. If we get knocked down, we get taken out. So all of this is needed just to be able to stand. And there's that scripture that said, let he that thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. So all this is about is just hanging on, just to be able to stand. If we need all this armor just to stay standing, that is the gravity of the situation. That is how severe the battle is. We need all of this just to stay standing, and by standing we will win.
And not to take anything away from that, but I wonder if there's also the thought that he is the victor already. He's already conquered. So we're not going to win a battle for him. He's won it for us. The work's been done. But it's interesting that we have here in verse 11, put on the whole armor. And then again, take unto you the whole armor. There's not really a choice here. And how often do we maybe think, as Brother Emil mentioned earlier, it's me, 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 I, the choices we like to have. Here we're being told what to do. And I think if you don't do as you're told, there are going to be consequences.
Yeah, you may even see or look at it perhaps with a future context, because it says in verse 13, withstand in the evil day, which can be seen as our entire age now, or perhaps it could be taken as moments in your life that are troublesome. But if you take it as the age now, then it says having done all, overcome, to stand. So when it's all overcome, it's at the end of this age. It's when Christ comes to get us. And when we think of His coming, not the rapture of His coming, we're drawn to 1 John when it says, if we abide in Him, we shall not be ashamed at His coming. And is there perhaps a sense of that here? That putting on the whole armor, we will withstand, overcome all, so that we can stand with Him, unashamed, at His second coming.
So now we have about 49 minutes for 7 pieces. And I'm just going to keep the time. So, again, the whole idea, dear saints, is this. And I have personally appreciated Bible studies, because you go home and you said, I'm going to dig more into this. That's the only way that you're going to build up appreciation to the Word of God. So let's start with the first piece in verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth.